Learning Misach the Steiners Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Anshei Maimed. They used to learn the Kriya of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and on Sunday they learned the Kriya of the first day Bereishis and the Yirikiyah. And the Gemara wanted to know, Bereishis has 5 psukim, Yirikiyah has 3 psukim. How did they split it up into 3 people? And there was a machlokes. Rav says that they learned 3 psukim for one person, and then they went back and learned the last pasuk a second time, and the other 2 psukim they learned, and then learned the Yirikiyah for the third. And Shmuel says they learned 2.5 psukim. He stopped the middle of the pasuk. And why didn't Rav hold you could do like Shmuel? Because kol psukim loy paskim meisha and anlay peskina. So Gemara says, since Meisha made it didn't split up the pasuk, we can't split up the pasuk. The Gemara says, what about Shmuel? Shmuel knows he could split up. Reb Chanina Kaira said, I had a big tzar. It was very difficult for me. And I asked Reb Chanina Gadol the question. He wasn't matter to me to split up the pasuk. I had to be matshriach, Rashi says, and constantly go back to him to be matter to split up the pasuk. And then he was matter because it's an ekesh of Yisrael, mayon l'slaminishly, and they weren't able to grasp a full pasuk. He had to split it up occasionally. So you see, not allowed to split up a pasuk with Paschim Meisha. So Mara says, but that's because Layefshir, when it's Layefshir, they allowed it. Here also Shmuel holds it's Layefshir. And Rav holds not considered Layefshir, because he could be Dalek. So I want to discuss this din, called Sugid Le Paschim Meisha, not like Peskinon, which is discussed in the Achreinim. I'll say over Magen Avram, which discusses a little bit the Pratim of this din, and Kashis that people ask, Shailas, and a svara that I think maybe is pshat. The Magavram is a Siman Nun Aleph Sif Kantes, and he says he's very bothered by Yema Mila. The Mail says v'chareis, and he splits psukim. What happened to the din of psukim le'paskim eisha and le'paskina? So he suggests a reason, because the Gemara in Saita Parakei said that Moshe said a shir l'Hashem, they said a shir l'Hashem. Moshe said kigoy yagah, they said kigoy yagah. So you see that the shir seyam was originally written that it was split. It was originally written psuki psuki, so we also could read it in that way, psuki psuki. Which he doesn't explain. You see, there they had a minig, it's still done in Minhage Ashkenaz by the Eden from Germany, that the Mail says half the pasuk, and the Sandik said half the pasuk, or the Kol said half the pasuk, something like that, from the Chares to the end of the Shiris. So he explained why the Shiri didn't really explain the Chares, unless he held up by Ksuvim, you don't have the din of an Anlay Peskinon. But I'll call upon him. He's Mamshech, and he brings down the Rekeach has the Kasha that his brother Rabbi Chizkiah was bothered. Why do we split up the Pasuk Yahalu Hashem Hashem Kenisku Shemayel Levadai when we bring in the Sefer Torah? Right? The Chazan says Yahalu Hashem Hashem Kenisku Shemayel Levadai. It's not the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk is Haydel Eretz Shemayim. And also by Kedusha, say Vekar Zel Zevi Amen. And we split up the Pasuk. The Chazan says Vekar Zel Zevi Amen. The Kol says Kadesh Kadesh. So the Rekeach gives a reason why. But he's bothered if the Gemara says it's also to split up a pasuk, so we're going to have a whole reason why you do it. What does it help? As a fact, the Magen Avraham. And he tells you to look what he wrote in Siman Reish Pei Beis. There he discusses it. There, Ibn he writes that the Gemara in Bracha says, Kol Parshish Le Pasuk Meshan Nan Le Peskinan. So how does it, Kol Parshish Le Pasuk Meshan Nan Peskinan, you can't read half a parasha, so how come on Monday and Thursday, we don't necessarily read an entire parish, an entire pei or samach. What happened to Kol Parashah Shleih Pasuk Meshan Nan Le'Peskinan? So he says, well, we're going to finish it. On Shabbos, we'll finish it. So that's good enough. So the Chari means that there's really two dinim. There's a din of Kol Parashah Shleih Pasuk Meshan Nan Le'Peskinan, but there, if you're going to finish it later, it works. And there's a din of Kol Psukah Pasuk Meshan Nan Le'Peskinan, which even if you're going to finish it later, like here, where the first one will do the after Pasuk, and the second will do the other half of the Pasuk, is also a problem. And then at the end he writes, and that we say psukim in tefillah, meaning that we say partial psukim in the tefillah, he says, "Kevin the kaira isem derech tchinu v'akasha shari." Since the psukim are said derech tchinu v'akasha, said as a prayer, as a tefillah, so therefore it's mutter to say a partial pasuk. And that teretz is brought in a lot of pesukim. At Kandamag and Avram, both in Siman and Aleph, where he's bothered with the minig of a chareis, and his only suggestion is because the Shiris Hayam was said as psukim. He's bothered with the Rekech that asks the Kasha from Yahalu and says to Ritzim why we do Yahalu in two shifts, but he wants to know what happened. The Gemara Mefurish L'Isri says, why are we saying reasons? And then he mentions that many times in Tefillos we say Sukkim, half Sukkim, and he says there are Tchina Bakasha, it's Mutter. Now, we do a lot of times in Slichus, a lot of times we're saying a Mixus Pasuk in Tachnun, in Vurachim. There are many, many things that we say in the Tefillos that are partial Psukim. And I guess the Teretz, according to Magen Avraham, is Derech Tchina Bakasha is Mutter, but what's the Pshat in that Svarah? The Gemara says it's also, where are we getting a Svarah of Derech Tchina Bakasha is Mutter? What's Pshat? Now also, a lot of times we're not saying a Derech Tchina Bakasha, like the Mashal Yahalu Hashem Hashem Kiniskim Shemay Levandai, which is not Derech Tchina Bakasha, it's a praise to Hashem. And I saw a Teretz that, since it's a Pasuk which you are finishing, it's a Pasuk, it's a two-part Pasuk, and maybe that's a teretz in the Magen Maskasha by Vecharis. You know, sometimes it's not one person that says it. We're saying it as a two-part group, you know. And same thing with Kedusha, maybe Vecharis El Zev Omer with Kadesh. Well, Amaisa, there are a number of other things which are Minhagi Yisrael, pretty much universal Minhagi, Mashal, to say Ve'er Vayveke Yem Hashishi before you say Vayechulu by Kiddush Lel Shabbos. And Ve'er Vayveke Yem Hashishi is a part of a Pasuk. Also, in the Agadah, they say, Avadah Meyinu. There it says, Amartam, it says, you tell them Avadah Meyinu, but in the Pasuk. It doesn't start from Avadah Meyinu. And also, Ma'idus Vachukim. Echacha Ma'im Ma'idus Vachukim. The Pasuk doesn't start with there. And also, Tam Ma'im Ma'azais. The Pasuk says, Shalcha bin Chamacha Lema Ma'azais. And all this is not really Derech Tchinu Bakasha. Now, also, by Hagbah, when we say Vizais HaTeirim, we say v'zayis ha'tereshem asher sam meishel lefnei b'nei Yisrael, that's a pasuk. But then we say al pi Hashem b'yad meishel, that's half a pasuk. Also the yigim u'midah shalachamim, we finish v'nakei, and that's the middle of a pasuk. Hey, maybe you can answer that's derech tchinu u'bakasha. Well, maybe by the yigim u'midah shalachamim, since Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu to say the yigim u'midah shalachamim, so come this, they're being instructed to say half a pasuk. I thought maybe that by Mikra Bikurim also, the Kriyas Bikurim starts at Rami Eved Avi, it doesn't start Vanisa Vamarta, but maybe because the Pasuk says, Vanisa Vamarta, to say, the Torah is instructing you to stay and start from the middle of the Pasuk. But there's also a bunch of others like Baruch Vayit Hashem Mem Kaimai in Kedusha, which is the middle of a Pasuk. Also in the Siddur is Nitfas the Sheish Schires, some of them are a partial Pasuk. Now there are people that are Machmir, on some things, you very rarely find the person that's machmer by everything. For the mashal, the people by kiddush, they say ve'ara lekimis kol she'asiv neitayv vayv vayv vayir vayvayk yoyim mashishi. Or by hagbah, they say v'zayis etarish shesamayish lefnei bnei Yisrael, and then they say al pi Hashem yachlo, al pi Hashem yisal, shemshenes shemshmer, al pi Hashem biad meisha. So there are people that are machmer, at least by some of these mixes psukim. But usually, even the machmir sometimes say a mixes pasuk. Anyway, minik yisal tayrihi. It's a minute kavu in Kal Yisrael done by Al Kavanim Ruba the Ruba of the Gedei Le'elam, and that's the minute. So you need a reason. What's the pshat? The Gemara says not that way. And I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, well, the Sefer in Siman and Aleph Beis Yitzchak, he brings a lot of Marim Mekaymus. He also brings it some when people say a drasha, they say a pasuk, and l'chayri the Gemara is moved away. The Gemara says shenemar, it says a pasuk. It's not a complete pasuk. To them, when you're learning the Gemara, you're supposed to say the complete Pasuk. It's not mistaken that way. Elamai, it doesn't seem to be an issue to say an incomplete Pasuk. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this Gemara? Kopsuk le'paskamayish anale peskinon. How does it stem with the Minig Yisrael that doesn't seem b'chal to be a machbet on this? So like I said, there are many different Marim Mekaymus on it. At least some of them are in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. But I want to say what I think the pshat is. And I think there is b'chlal no issa to say half a pasuk. And Bemison, if you medayik the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudeis and Medayis, says that they were considering putting Parshas Bullock into Kriya Shema, because they wanted you to say the pasuk Kari Shachav Kari, whatever the case is. And the reason why they didn't end up putting Parshas Bullock into Kriya Shema is because of Teirich HaTzibur, it's a long parsha, and it would be a teirich to say the entire Parshas Bullock every day or twice a day. And the Gemara says, so why don't we just say the psukim that Chazal wanted you to say without saying the entire parsha? And the Gemara says, kol parsha d'le paskim meisha n'ale paskinon. So we have the Gemara here in Tainis and in Megillah kopsukid loy paskim ashanali piskinam, and we're like very bothered by akasha. So how do we say half a pasuk? But I'm showing that we can say that we say half a pasuk. But we have another gemara, a gemara in brachas that says kol parsha loy paskim ashanali piskinam. So even if you're going to always be makpid to say an entire pasuk, but the gemara in brachas says you have to say an entire parsha. So what's the pshat in that? And b'chlal, how do we learn the kol sugli paskim ashanali piskinam? It doesn't help that the next person is going to finish the pasuk, right? In our gemara, we have like this. We have Shmuel said you can't have the first one saying the first part of the pasuk, and the second one saying the second half of the pasuk. I mean, Shmuel says you could, but Rav says you can't, because kol psukah baskamesha nan lepeskinah. Now, the Gemara in Bracha says kol parshli baskamesha nan lepeskinah. So the Chaya, how could you have one oila saying part of a parsha, and the other oila saying the other part of the parsha? Why would that work? Elamai, by a parsha is no such thing. So what does the Gemara mean? It's come out the same words. Kol psukah baskamesha nan lepeskinah was the reason why we don't lay an half a pasuk. Kol parashat lo yipaskim ma'isha na'alei peskinim is the reason why Chazal told you that the reason why Chazal couldn't make it, that you're just going to say kara shachav kari, because you're not able to say it alone without saying the entire parasha. Why by the parasha? You can have an aliyah with less than a parasha, and even if you say you're going to finish it later, but by psasuk you don't say that. So what's the pshat? Why should there be such a chilek? So I think like this, that there's no issur to say half a pasuk and there's no issur to say half a parasha. There's no such issur. It doesn't exist. What is the issur? The issur is to shtel avek different psukim than Moshe Rabbeinu's psukim, and to shtel avek different parashas than Moshe Rabbeinu's parashas. If Moshe Rabbeinu made these psukim, we can't make them different. We can't split up the psukim in a different order of psukim. Now, to understand this well, I just want to say, a pasuk means definition, a pasuk means a sentence. A parasha means definition, a paragraph. The psukim are sentences. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzarif the words of the Torah, the words into sentences. And he was mitzarif the sentences into paragraphs. And that's the psukim, and that's the parashias. You can't make your own sentences and your own paragraphs. That's the aside called psukim paskim moshe nalim pesinan. And go partially paskim moshe nalei peskinan. So if you say half a pasuk, I'm not saying a sentence. I'm b'chol not reading the Torah. I'm quoting half of the pasuk. I'm saying half of the pasuk, period, for whatever reason I'm saying it. I'm not creating a new sentence which the Torah didn't make. I'm saying half a sentence. Is that a problem, b'chol? Where do you find go psukah paskim moshe nalei peskinan? Here in this Gemara. Why? Because b'kriyas Torah, you have to say gimel psukim. So now you're splitting up a pasuk. So that means you're calling this, you're shtelling avek your own psukim. You're calling this half a pasuk. And you have to say by tinaikis also, though it's a little bit more dachuk, but you have to say by tinaikis, you don't teach tinaikis a half a pasuk. It doesn't work that way. You teach tinaikis a pasuk. You teach them a full sentence. Now they can't chap the entire thing. So merely you want to make from one sentence two sentences. So that's a psuk le'baska ma'ashin le'baskina. You're learning it together with the tinaikis. Tinaikis understand that you're learning with them pasuk by pasuk, and now you're telling them half a pasuk. That's not half a pasuk. That's a shayna agansa pasuk. You're making new psukim. That's what the issue would have been by tinaikis, if not for the thing of loyafshir. But if the pshat is you want to say half a pasuk, for whatever reason, you want to quote some of the words of the pasuk, is b'chlal no issur. Now, kol parashli paskim meishalayim paskin is the same thing. It's also from shtelling avek and ayin parasha. Not if I'm quoting half a parasha. So here's the thing. Namal, even if you're laning, there's no reason why in laning you should lane a whole parasha. Maybe a kriya between all the gavras have to be a parasha, although then you have the question Monday and Thursday. So I guess the kriya of Monday and Thursday might be an exception. There the kriya was to lane some sukkim. But maybe I could hear a kriya on Shabbos or a kriya whatever it is, should be an entire parasha or a series of parashas, and you cannot split the kriya and not finish an entire parasha, because you see, all the parashas are that way. None of the parashas, even when you have a long parasha, but none of the sidras end in the middle of a parasha. The Teretz says, when you're doing a kriya, normally it's a parasha. Also, the kriya, siyam, tevim, rishkaidish, taniyas, or whatever it is, always end with a parasha. Just Monday and Thursday we don't. So, maybe the word is, if Chazal would tell you to read a certain reading every day, Chazal are not going to do it unless it is a parasha. Chazal would not tell you every day read a few sentences. Chazal would only tell you to read a parasha, a paragraph. Ad kan. So Mela, if Chazal would go and say, just read these two psukim, the shtelling of Ekanaya parasha, and that's also called parasha lepaskim ayishanayim peskina. But the Issa isn't saying part of a parasha, and the Issa isn't saying part of a pasuk. The Issa is when you're saying the pasuk, the half a pasuk, the Torah's pasuk, and this is your pasuk. Or you're saying the half a parasha, the Torah's parasha, this is your parasha. When do you consider it your pasuk, your parasha? Because I'll tell you, by Kriya Sotar, if you do half a pasuk and finish it, that's considered a pasuk. If the Chazal would be Kavei and Krishma to say half a parasha finished there, that would be an ayah parasha. But otherwise, there's no issa. As I fashteich, you can look in the Achreinim that he brings there, maybe this very could fit the Mashal the Rekeach. Maybe his brother's kasha was, why should the Chazan say half a pasuk? Elamai is making a new pasuk. And for the Rekeach, no, there's a good reason why he's saying half a pasuk. So, male, it's not considered a new pasuk. That's how I understand the Shaka Vatari and the Rekeach. But the kitza, this is the chiddush that I'm saying. Kopsuka pasuk, Rishlam v'skin does not mean you're not allowed to say half a pasuk. There's the minig and klai yisrael, minig kavua. You could say half a pasuk. You do it when you're learning. We do it when we're davening. We do it a lot of times. The issur is to shtel anaya pasuk, and that's only in the case where the Gemara gives us to make it a pasuk in Kriya Satera by the Tanaik Yisrael v'Yisrael. That will be called shteling anaya pasuk. By parashas also, the issur isn't to say half a parasha. Everyone knows it's not the issur. The issur is shtelling an ayah parasha. A kviyas, the klai yisrael say, that's called shtelling an ayah parasha. That's my teretz. Now I want to discuss another thing which is related. Shmuel that said paisik, right? As according to Shmuel, you go and you do 2.5 sukkim. And the Gemara says one, and Rav said, Rav lama delig my tamla paisik. And the Gemara said, because kapsuk lepaskim ayishanam lepaskina. So Chayit Shver, what's it going to help Pesach? You didn't do 3 psukim. The Chazal said, every oil has to read 3 psukim. He didn't read 3 psukim, he read 2.5 psukim. What's the pshat? So the Kama G'dayli Achreinim, a few G'dayli Achreinim that say, that Vaisis in this Gemara, there's no din to read 3 full psukim. They say, Allah HaLamaisa, it's good enough to read 2.5 psukim. And if someone reads 2.5 psukim, for whatever reason, I mean, is it Issa, because it's psuk le'paskim Meisha, but if he happened to read 2.5 psukim, his Yetza, his Aliyah. There's the Har Tzvi from Tzifesa Frank. There was somebody that was, he was laning by Shamis Mincha. He was laning Farshas Bayit. And it's Pasuk says, Kayamar Hashem Alakeya Ivrim, Admasa Me'antel Anasifonai, Shlach Ami Avduni, right? That's the Pasuk. And instead he said, Kayamar Hashem Alakeya Yisrael. And nobody chapped that he said Alakeya Yisrael instead of Alakeya Ivrim until after the Olam made the Bracha. So the people there were saying, okay, this Aliyah didn't count. This Aliyah doesn't work. He didn't read 3 psukim. We gotta do it over. So like the Tzvi Pesach went, no. Because even though he missed the word in the Pasuk, but you don't need 3 full psukim. This Gemara here in Tainus, now from Zion and Mebeis and in Megillah, same Gemara, is Mavur, that you are Yetzer with 2.5 psukim, even though Rav says not to. That's because it's an Issa to do it because of Kol psukim. But now, he missed the word, instead he replaced the word, so it's fine. And he even speaks about another interesting thing. Someone was laning on Chanukah. So the Kayin he was reading, this fifth day of Chanukah, the Kayin he read the first 3 psukim of the fifth Nasi, and then by the Levi he opened it up again, he got mixed up and started the next Nasi. He was reading the Nasi of the sixth day, and he finished it, and he read the wrong Nasi, and the Levi made a bracha. So like the Tzipay Sekventis Yaitza, because so that's another chiddush. Chai wasn't reading it from the right words, but the elder, since it was on the same page, is good enough. He said the wrong nasi. Okay, but the nasi is only a small part of the pasuk. He said the pasuk 2.5 sukkim are good enough, and the male is yetsa even without saying the nasi. He already said 2.5 sukkim. Also, Mermeir Rik, and the same thing is also actually written in Torah's Marachai. Now, Allah is like this. If you find the Torah in the Sefer Torah, at least according to the Psak of the Ramah, if you already read 3 psukim, the Ramah says, then the Eilah should just make a bracha right then and there. He should make the bracha, and someone else should get the next Aliyah, and finish up the Kriya in the Kashuv Sefer Torah. If you didn't read three psukim, so then you have to continue his aliyah in the kosher Sefer Torah. But if you already read three psukim, he should make a bracha afterwards. What if you read two and a half psukim and he found the mistake? So both the Shal Shuvas Imri Yeshir, Chayim Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Shal Shuvas Teiris Mordechai, Simen Daldez Gimel, said that also that's considered three psukim. And Mamre said, bring the same raya from the Gemara. You see that Shmuel held that two and a half psukim were good enough. Vayistayis, two and a half psukim have a din of three psukim. So three Gedalim said the same psak with the same raya, Absid Vesa Frank, and Ermei Arik, and the Teiris Mordechai. But lefin the way we explain the issa of kopsukit lepaskin meisha, I would say not like that achrayim. Because if you're going to say there's an issa to say half a pasuk, so that was Rav's problem. There's an issa to say half a pasuk, and memela, that's why you can't do it. But zerayim, the two and a half sukkim are good enough. But like we said, there doesn't seem to be any issa to say half a pasuk. We do it all the time. What's the issa of kopsukit lepaskin meisha? Not like peskina. You can't shtel vek naiv sukkim. So Shmuel, forget. The reason why it works according to Shmuel is because you did three psukim. Even though the Torah's psukim, it's not three psukim, but you made your own psukim, right? Like we said, a pasuk is a sentence. You need three sentences. I did three sentences. This is a sentence. Ad kan. And Rav would also agree, but Rav holds, you can't make your own sentences. So Mamela, according to Shmuel, would only work if you decided that this is a pasuk. You turn this into a whole pasuk. Mashenkin, when you skip the word, let's say, you know, you found the Torah in the middle of a pasuk. You didn't, forget it. You weren't deciding this is a pasuk, you were going to be the whole pasuk. Or you said the wrong nasi. You weren't making a pasuk that doesn't include the nasi. You were saying a different pasuk. You were saying the pasuk that does include the nasi. So you can't say, alright, so you won't have the nasi. You said the wrong. So when you say the wrong word, you weren't making a pasuk that doesn't include this word. You were making a pasuk that of a different word. It's a different pasuk, but the pasuk without the word wasn't a pasuk shalem. Chazal said three psukim, they mean three psukim. Two and a half is not three. Why does it work with the Shmuel? Because this is my pasuk. But in the cases here where you found the psul in the middle of the pasuk, or you said the wrong word, so it is not your pasuk. If it's not your pasuk, you didn't say three psukim, then well, you wouldn't be Eitzel Aliyah. I think that's the theme of Sapaiskim. Say, Gimel Psukim means three, not two and a half. I think the Gemara says Gimel Psukim. Why would Gimel Psukim be two and a half? This Gemara of Pshat is, that's how you're shtelling it back to Gimel Psukim. But if you didn't shtell it back to Gimel Psukim, I would think, according to everybody, you're not yet. That's what I've been mefakfik on Nepsak. Now I want to discuss another thing which is really more negay the sugya Megillah. Taisus brought it in. Taisus here, Rava Medalig, mentioned that a Rosh Chodesh was a medalgin, and that's the sugya Megillah. And I want to say it over. We have a little extra time in the shir. The Gemara Megillah brings this whole Gemara. The Gemara brings this Gemara for the purpose of that Gemara. The Gemara they wants to know, Gemara starts off, it's a chafala from the base. Ba'imene ula barav l'rabba. How do we do the kriya of Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Bnei Yisrael is eight psukim. V'yom Shabbos is two of Rosh Chodeshim has five. So if you're going to have three people, if you have someone reading the first three psukim of Shabbos Bnei Yisrael, and then the second reading the second three psukim, so now there's two psukim left. There's a din like the Gemara brings down here. Eim Mishayim b'parashah b'achas b'gimel psukim. Elamai, you read four psukim for the first one, four psukim for the next one. Fine. Now you have V'yayim HaShabbos, two psukim, and Rosh HaChechem, five psukim left. So what are you going to do? The third one, he's going to start V'yayim HaShabbos, reads two psukim. If he reads one pasuk for the next parasha, Eim HaSkilim B'parasha B'Achas B'Gimel Psukim. Elamai, he'll read three psukim, then he only have two psukim left. That was the kasha. So the Gemara said, Rabbi said, Zulay Shemati Keitzu B'Shemati, and it brings the entire sugya here, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel Deilig and Pesach. And at the end of the sugya, it says, Shalach le Rabbi made the Rabbi of Yosef Hilchasim, right? Shalach le Hilchasim Deilig Vem Sayy Deilig. We pass in Deilig Vem Sayy Deilig. So, Taisus here is learning, like Rav Rishainim, then it means by Rosh Chodesh. Kama Rishainim learned that way, that when the Gemara says Hilchasim Deilig Vem Sayy Deilig, it means, and this is what we do on Rosh Chodesh, that means that the first Aliyah reads three psukim, the second Aila The Emsoi, why is it called Emsoi? It's also a good shayla. It's called two, the second one out of four. The Al-Kapanim, the second Ayla, is dialing the last pasuk of the first Ayla, and then he reads his three psukim, and then you have plenty of psukim left for the next two. And this is what the Gaonim learned, and this is the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and we have Taisus here. But the Rabban has a very stark akasha. He says, by my mother's, I'm understanding why you're dialing, because you simply don't have enough psukim. You only have five, and you need to split it up to two people, so the only way you could do it is by being dialing. But by Mishkaidish, you have enough psukim. Why are you being dialing? Because of Ein Maschilim B'Parsha Pachas Megillim Psukim? Even with dialing, you're doing that. When you dialing, you're being Maschil B'Parsha Pachas Megillim Psukim. Because the second Eilat that's starting from a Marital Emzeh Isha is starting from a place where it's Pachas Megillim Psukim. You used to have a problem. Ne'er Nechnasim, like the Gemara says, people will come in and they'll think that the first Eilat only read two Psukim. What's Dalek helping you, famous Skill Pash Wisdom Sukkim? If you're not worried about it, so let the first guy read four Sukkim, and the second one read four Sukkim, and let the third one read the V'yayim HaShabbos, and the first Pasuk of Rosh HaKachechem, or the first two. You still have three left for the fourth one. And the fourth one will be Maskil Pash Wisdom Sukkim. Anyway, here the second one's being Maskil Pash Wisdom Sukkim. What are you gaining by the Dalek? The Gemara is very bothered. How are you going to do the Kriya of Rish Chodesh without being over on Ein Mishayim B'Parash B'Pachas Megillim Sukkim or Ein Maskilim B'Parash B'Pachas Megillim Sukkim? The Gemara goes through the judgment how it's not going to fit. So what's the answer? Dalek? You still Ein Maskilim B'Parash B'Pachas Megillim Sukkim. So the Ramban says, this is the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says Hilchus Amai, the Gemara means Mamadis. So Rashi also says it. Hilchus Amai Mamadis. So it means, who's the halacha like? Rav Shmuel. Some Rishayim asked, "It's Hilchus L'Mashicha." No, not so shver. We talk about Hilchus L'Mashicha, but that's the question: do we pass like Rav or Shmuel by Mamadis? And there, the answer is Dalek by Mamadis. But one thing we see from Rav, when confronted with a question, I don't have a choice. I could either be over on the din of Ein Mishayim B'Parashat Pasukim Sukkim or Ein Maskilim B'Parashat Pasukim Sukkim, or I could be over on the din of Kopsukal Paskim Meishanan Le'Peskinan. Rav says, don't be Eivah on Kop Sukkah, be Eivah on Eim Maskilim B'Parashat Pasuk Yom Sukkah. And Shmuel says, no, don't be Eivah on Eim Maskilim and Eim Mishayin, be Eivah on Kop Sukkah. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. By Mamadais, anyway you have to be Dalek, you don't have enough Sukkah. By Rish Chedesh, if you're not going to be Paisik, because we don't do that, and I'll let Peskinah, so that means you're going to be Eivah on the din of Eim Maskilim, fine, but you can do it without being Dalek. And that's of Shad in the Gemara. When the Gemara said, what do we do, Rish Chodesh? Do we do three by each? You're going to have a problem with Eimashayrin. Do we do four by the first two? You're going to have a problem by the next one of Eimashilin. The answer is, when confronted with this problem, there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, don't worry about this problem. You don't have an Eitzah. Shmuel said, no, take care of this problem. Split a pasuk into two. We passing like Rav, by my mother's. That means Dalek. Hilchasa Karav, that you're Dalek, them say Dalek. That's by Mamadis. By Rish Chodesh, there's no point in being Dalek. But according to Rav, you'll be over on Amos Stilim, could they not to be over on Kol Psuka? That's the Ramban's Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban Grada also asks, why is them say Dalek? Mishlaim by Mamadis, we want to do gracious Mishnaim, so them say has to be Dalek. By Rish Chodesh, what's the difference who's Dalek? Let the last one be Dalek. Let the first one do four, and the second one do four, and the third one do V'yayim HaShabbos and Rosh HaKachechem three, and let the last one be Dalek. What's the difference? Why would it need to be Emsai Dalek? Any one of the three could be Dalek, it would work. So, the Rashba and the Ran and many other Mefarshim answer the Kasha of the Ramban, why is it better to be Medalek? You're going to have the same problem being Medalek. They explain, why L'maisa no, there's a Maila being Medalek. I'll just tell you over the Ran Steretz that the Ran says if you're not medalik, so people, even without Nechnasim Yetzin, the people in Shul are going to get mixed up. They're going to not know the halacha of Eim Mefarsh, Eim Meshayim B'Parsh 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 B'Parsh. So Mamela, if you're medalik, then they'll figure it out. Because, they'll ask, why are you medalik? You have plenty of Sukkim, the Teretz says, because we're going to be Meshayim B'Parsh B'Parsh B'Parsh, so then they'll know. And there's a lot of other Pirushim. What would the maila of being medalik anyway going to have the problem? There's a maila. But the Goyin, ask the Gvaldik Akasha, the Goyin, the Bir Agon, Simatoflov Gimel, another Kasha. that I have an Eitzah that you don't have, you're not going to have any problem with Chasav Yetzim. No matter, the way the other Rishonim are learning, the Ramban says, what are you gaining by being Medalik? Anyway, being Iver. And they explain, what are you gaining by being Medalik? But the Gaon says, how about being Medalik in a different way? And this way that you're going to be Medalik, you're not going to have a problem with Chasav Yetzim. What could you do? Let the first one, this is what he says, let the first one read the first three Psukkah. Let the second read the next five Psukkah. So the first one's reading, the next one reading is the Kevasecha Tasa Babaika till the end of the parasha. The next one, the third one, should go back three Psukkim and read of V'yayim HaShabbos. And the fourth one, do of Rosh HaKachechem. If you're being Dalek, what's the difference between being Dalek one Pasuk or three Psukkim? By being Dalek three Psukkim, you took care of all the problems of the Chasam Yetzim. So how can you learn the Gemara, Dalek, V'emtsayi Dalek, meaning the second one be Dalek, and then you're going to have the problem of Eim HaShayrin, even if you have a Teretz, what are you gaining? Why not have a Dalek? You'll have the same problem of Eim HaSkilim, Parashim HaSkilim HaSukim. And you'll explain why, being Dalek, you'll have a Maila, like the Ran and the Rajban, Kamam HaFarshim explained. All sorts of different reasons. But you have to admit that you're still having a problem of Nechlasim. It still exists. I could give you a Dalek which you won't have any problem with Chasim HaYetzim. I can make that the third Ayla, the first two Aylam should finish the first parasha of Savas Bnei Yisrael, and the third Ayla should go three Psukim back into this parasha together with the V'yayim HaShabbos, and the fourth Ayla of Rosh HaKachechem, and you have zero problem with Chasim HaYetzim. It's a Gevaldik Ishtar Kasha. I haven't found really a Teretz on this Kasha. Also, the guy has a Masechta Seifim, the way his Girsa and Pirusha Masechta Seifim is to do exactly the way he said it. The first Ela does three Psukim, the second Ela does five Psukim, the third Ela does three Psukim from what the second Ela did, plus the next two Psukim, and the fourth Ela does Rosh HaKachechem. First Ela does Toshnayim Le'em Ela Summon, the second Ela starts with Sekavis Echa, goes to the end of the parasha, the third Ela starts with Ela Stamid, and goes with V'yayim HaShabbos, right, three psukim back, and then the fourth one, the Rosh HaKachechem. So he says, the Masech the Seifim is very clear. Anyway, a lot of times it's the same Masech the Seifim. And the Gemara, at least, it's two pshatim, it's not so clear. So man, well, let's do this way. That's what the Gaon says, Alach HaLamaisa. The Lamaisa, the Achroinim weren't Mekambel, the Achra of the Gaon. The Stam Seifim speaks about it in Shuvas. He brings the Gaon in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufyan Aleph, and the Mishkan's Yankov also brings the Simon Kufyan and Aleph. He says, Fakert, he brings the dig like this to Mishkan's Yaakov. He says, our Gemara didn't say who the halacha was like. How come our Gemara didn't say it? He says, our Gemara didn't bother bringing it because it wasn't a Gael halacha. But that Gemara, why did that Gemara bring it? It was only the Gael of my mother, so why did that Gemara bring it? Fakert, that Gemara brought it because it was the Gael Rosh HaChodesh. He says, that's why it says Emtsai. Because the first one anyway is just going to be Rosh HaKachechem. The Shaila was Kufa. Should the Emtsai be Dalek? Or should the third guy be Dalek? And the Agamara's Maskan is that the Emtsai should be Dalek. But it doesn't explain why. Why not have the third guy be Dalek and you won't have any problem? But Al Kopanim, many different Mechabim talk about, the Ramban himself, who asks his Kasha, and Imam says he has no Pshat in the Gainim, he writes at the end of the Shtickle, after writing he has no Pshat, he says, Ela she'en liga b'mashahunag alpia Gainim zal, v'kol shkein she'en b'minig shalem shum iser, v'kvar sheninu alishanam ne'am achleikas. The Ramban himself was not Mishanit. And also the ones after the Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah, Be'alacha brings, held that he should not be Mishanah. The Minig Yisrael is for the second Eila to be Dalek one Pasuk, and that's what we do.